Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Dean. I'm one of the campus missionaries from Every Nation Campus Metro East. And we are online still with our youth service. And thank you for tuning in every single Friday. And nevertheless, okay, ginagawa natin to online. We hope that you are encouraged with the word. And not also that as these volunteers that we have, sa music team, palakpakan naman natin yung mga music team, okay, virtual clapping. Okay, as they lead us in worship, I hope that you have really experienced God's presence even in you, in where you are. And thank you for all our volunteers who has been currently serving us for 4 months now. Okay, they have been continually serving with us so that we would all have an online experience of our youth service. And sino ba sa inyo nami-miss nyo na sa center? Okay, ako rin, nami-miss ko na doon. And we pray that this pandemic would come to an end and we would all come to a time that we would serve God together, worship God together in the service, in the center, okay? And sabi ko, nasenti lang ako habang nag-worship tayo, na-miss ko na sa center and na-miss ko na yung company natin, isa't isa, no? And right now, we are preaching and this is a series break. We're gonna be starting the new series next week. Okay, pero this time, we're gonna have a series break. We're gonna be preaching still about grace. And if you have been one of those who has been participating in our prayer and fasting, this is the mid-year prayer and fasting we've had on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. And we've been talking about the amazing grace of God. And hopefully, if you have joined us in our prayer and fasting, I rejoice with you, those who have answered prayers already, kagaya ni Kim, okay, yung isa sa kumanta sa atin, nandito siya banda, ayan, dyan banda, dyan, dyan, basta nandyan siya kanina nag-worship. Congratulations, okay, for having your job, okay, I believe that is God's will for you, and I pray that you would continue to see God even in that new season that you are coming in. And I rejoice with everyone who has answered prayers already, and also those who probably has no answered prayers yet, that's going to be fine. Why God's story has not yet ended at this time. That's why we continue to press on to in prayer and in believing God that He has grace in this time and in every time that we are in need. And even when we are successful and we are in high times, to believe that God is and His grace is always available and it is at work. And if you have not joined the prayer and fasting, that's gonna be fine, okay? Huwag kayong mag-alala, huwag kayong umalis. Okay, alisin ko na tong live na to, hindi ako nag-prayer and fasting. That's why we are preaching this time to you about amazing grace of God. It's because even though you have joined fasting or you did not join the fasting, in fact, my wife, okay, hindi siya nag-fast ng pagkain, iba yung finast niya, okay? So that does that mean her fasting is less important that what I did when I nung sinet aside ko yung food, okay, that hindi that doesn't go that way, okay? God recognizes the humility when we pray and fast, and that's why if you are watching right now, you did not participate in the prayer and fasting, it's fine. What we want you to understand is that God's amazing grace is available for us. Either you fast today or tomorrow na pagdesidan mo, okay, by seeking God, setting aside food so that you would set time for prayer with one meal maybe, that's gonna be great. But what we want to encourage for everyone right now is that we would be able to see God's amazing grace in our lives because He is always at work. Whether you participated in the fasting or not, or whether it's your first time here or you've been in a long time here, my prayer is that you would continue to see God's grace available in your life. And let me ask you this question, i-comment nyo naman yung mga sagot nyo, okay? What is the one thing you have not finished or done because of the pandemic? Tanong ko lang sa inyo, okay? What is that one thing you have not finished? You planned this, you were supposed to finish this, or you were supposed to do this, pero hindi nangyari because pandemic started. Kwento ko muna yung sa akin, no, bago tayo magbasa ng comments yan, habang nagko-comment kayo. Me and my wife and family nila Gami, okay, my in-laws were planning to go to, yun nga, nasa loob kasi siya, sa Leyte, okay, because we were supposed to celebrate last March, yung 90th birthday ng lola nila. And it's going to be my first time to be in Leyte, and I was excited to see a new place in the Philippines, but because pandemic happened, our flight, okay, supposedly 3 days, parang 3 days after lockdown started, so hindi nangyari. And that's one, okay, sa akin, okay, does that disappoint me? Hindi naman, kasi I believe it's for the safety of everyone. But if you think about it, may mga plano tayong hindi nangyari, may mga ginagawa tayong hindi nangyari because this had to happen. Let me ask you, okay, basahin natin yung comments ng iba. Ika lang, napunta ako sa live comments. Meron na ba? Okay. Ayan, sabi. Meron dito. Ay, ang dami na pala. Sorry, guys. Okay, sabi ni Mel Joshua, si Rojales, si Bayaw, magpagupit ng maayos. Okay naman yung gupit mo, nung nagkita tayo, ha? Okay naman, ha? Gusto mo ako gugupit sa'yo next? Okay, tingnan natin. Sabi ni Amanda's page, dancing lessons. Wow, okay. So, hindi tinutuloy yung dancing lessons niya. Very much sorry, but I hope you would continue, okay, pursuing your dance career. Next career. No? Sabi ni Alexandra, debut and graduation. Okay. Okay, sad to hear. No? Yung iba, tama yung mga celebration like debut, important birthday celebrations and graduations did not happen. Okay, nakakalungkot isipin. But we'll get into that. You see, ito, sabi ni Graciel, okay, or Graciel, okay, victory weekend and purple book class. Hindi daw natuloy. Okay. Yeah. Pero meron tayong online yan, ha? Alam mo na ba? Who are you connected with our campus missionaries? Meron tayong online yan? Connect ka? Okay, you might be part of the next batch of online. Okay, dahil pa, ito, sabi ni Kelly, oh, ay, sabi ni Danica, travel. Okay, pareho tayo. Yun nga, travel. Sabi ni, ano, sabi ni, meron pa nagsabi, teka, nasa na yun? Ano wala? Bumaba. Okay, gusto ko yung sinasabi niya. Kasi nawala na eh. Okay, ang dami na, okay. Well, ito, sabi ni Kelly Javier, oh, thesis, research, paper, graduation. So, nakaka-relate doon. Okay, ang dami na, no? And yung iba, moving up, graduation, mag-pizza party, class outing, madami, may mga travel, probably with family and all, catch up with BG and all. And these are the plans, probably, we've had and na-apektuhan because lockdown started. But I thank God that you are safe. And I pray to God that he would keep you safe. But you know what? Because of the pandemic, it has showed too many challenges, okay, sa life natin, no? Hindi lang externally, but also internally, okay? Kaya nga matagal, from time, di ba? From the time the lockdown started, mas madalas sa pinag-usapan, worry, fear, anxiety, hopelessness. And these are valid things that we face. But if you think about it right now, we've been 4 months already in this pandemic. But I believe God's plan is not yet done. God's perfect, pleasing and perfect will, His good plan is not yet done. Our plans may have been shattered at the time. It may be halted or yung iba na reschedule lang. But God's plan is not yet done. That's why in the prayer and fasting, it was emphasized that we need grace. We need grace in the things, hindi lang yung mga plano, no? Pero the things that we ought to do sana, yung sanang gagawin natin, we need grace. And that's why I'd like to talk to us about the yung ano natin today, yung devotional natin in Zechariah chapter 4, verses 6 to 7. Right? So that's our scripture right now. And kung nakuha nyo na yung prayer and fasting devotional, meron pa yan, available yan in Victory website, in YouVersion and all. It's not too late to start with it. It doesn't require you to fast either, okay, naisip mo late na. Pero if you could start reading that, I believe that would be helpful to you. Ito yung today, okay? And to those na nabasa to kaninang umaga, I hope mabless pa rin kayo dito, pero iba hindi pa nabasa. Nevertheless, kahit sino pa man, okay, anong status mo about this prayer and fasting, again, sinasabi ko, we hope that you find grace in Jesus today. Let's read this. Then he said to me, this is the word of the Lord to Zerubbabel, not by might nor by power, but my spirit, says the Lord of hosts. Who are you, O great mountain? Before Zerubbabel, you shall become a plain. And he shall bring forward the top stone, and amid shouts of grace, grace to it. Or in another translation, that God would bless it, that God would bless the works. And sino ba si Zechariah? We're reading from his book or from his prophecies. Zechariah was a prophet, and he had an encounter with the angel of God through a dream. So dun siya kinakausap ni God. This is part of his dream. A message to Zerubbabel. And who is Zerubbabel? Zerubbabel is the leader in rebuilding the temple of Israel. If you could remember a story, na probably in my past preachings, or if you have heard of it, or if not yet, Israel was exiled into Babylon. Sinakop yung Israel, dinala yung mga fine young men sa Babylon. It's basically a conquering of a nation. But after almost 70 years, they were now released and they went back home to Israel. Zerubbabel was one of those who were born in Babylon, an Israelite born in Babylon. From the exile, went home to Jerusalem, and he was tasked to be the leader of building the temple. The temple, ano ba, bakit ba napaka-importante sa kanila ng temple? It's the pride of Israel, if we could say. It's a symbol that God is with the nation. It's the symbol where God's presence ministered to the people. Ganun ka-importante sa kanila traditionally, culturally, historically. Napaka-importante sa kanila nun. And in rebuilding the temple, they needed grace. They needed grace. That's why grace to it yung sinabi. But what is grace? If we could ask that question, what is grace? Eh probably ngayon mo lang narinig, ano nga ba yung grace? Okay, may kaklase akong grace. O yung mother ko named Grace. Pero ano nga ba yung meaning ng word na grace? Grace means simply unmerited favor. You don't deserve it, but it's given to you. You don't deserve grace, but nevertheless, you don't deserve goodness rather. Nevertheless, goodness was given to you. Grace in another translations in the Bible means an unfailing love. Ibig sabihin yung unfailing love, unmerited, hindi natin deserve, pero binigay pa rin ni God yung unfailing love. Not only that, it means the goodness of God. We don't deserve the goodness of God, but God gave His goodness anyway. And another translation, blessings. Gustong-gusto natin yan, di ba? Pinagpipray natin yung blessings para sa atin, sa pamilya natin. God bless us. Blessings that we don't deserve, yet God has given anyway. That's grace. And why was grace mentioned right there? Dalawang beses pa, grace. Grace to it. Why was it mentioned? After the return from exile, the rebuilding of the temple is such a great task. And they also recognize na baka hindi na kasing laki nun dati ginawa ni Solomon. Okay, the one who originally started the building of the temple. But on the time na binubuo na nila, di ba syempre unahin mo yung foundation, yung maghuhukay, lalo yung mga civil engineers dyan. Okay, kung alam yung sinasabi ko, mas alam nyo sa akin yung sinasabi ko, naghuhukayan doon. Okay, at that time that foundations were being built, a stop to the building, okay, to the building project was issued by the king of Persia. Kasi ngayon, the king of Persia was conquering the whole world in their known world that time, okay? So, natalo na nila yung Babylon, na pinakamalakas doon. So ngayon, si Persia, pinakamalakas na ngayon, pinastop nila yung gawain. And in fact, itong pride of Israel, itong napaka-importanting temple para sa kanila, a symbol that God was with them, was put into stop. Kasi looking back to Jeremiah's prophecy, isang prophet pa. Okay, kapit lang kayo sa kwento, okay? Sa kwento kasi nandiyan yung message natin sa kwento eh. 70 years daw yung mangyayari. After 70 years from the exile, God would again build up Jerusalem. But it's coming to a point, magsi-70 years na Lord, na malaya na kami, wala na kami sa Babylon, we're back in Israel, we're back to our homeland, pero Lord, hindi pa namin buo yung temple. At pinatigil pa, Lord God. Hindi ka ba totoo? Hindi ba totoo yung promise mo? They began to doubt God. When they recognized the Lord, parang hindi namin matapos yung temple, we only wanted to be home and we want to serve you. Pero bakit ganun may pumipigil sa amin and they began to doubt God? Have you ever experienced doubting God? Because there is too much happening around you that stop your plans and stop the things that you wanted to do. And it is normal to a point that I too had doubts when my faith is challenged. And I believe you too. The plans that you might have for 2020, that your family might have for 2020, napigilan. Yung plano mong mag-disciple, yung plano mong tulungan yung classmate mo, yung plano mong ilibre yung klase niya para sumama siya sa service, yung plano mong ipag-pray yung lola mo na nasa probinsya, yung plano mo na makapag-connect sa mga high school friends mo kasi gusto mo silang makamusta o mapag-pray man lang, mailapit kay Jesus. Yung mga plano mo na tatapusin mo yung thesis, magiging best thesis ka, magiging cum laude and all, yung plano na sana nagmamarcha ako. I don't know what the plans are, and it's normal sometimes to doubt God, and you, kumbaga di ka nag-iisa when these things happen to us. But in light of that, what does grace do? Nakita na natin, mahirap yung situation nila. Probably you are in a different situation also. It's a difficult one. But the grace of God is this. The unmerited favor, the unfailing love, the goodness and the blessings of God does this. Grace empowers us to believe. Grace empowers us to believe. In verse 6, it tells us that this is the word of the Lord to Zerubbabel. This is the word. Say word. Word, okay. Namiss ko na yon yung nagsasalita kayo. Okay, pagka, di ba ganun ako madalas nagpapahe? Anyway, this is the word of the Lord to Zerubbabel. And it's in this phrase pa lang makita natin, no? It's very strong already. Why? It speaks of God's word. And when the Bible says God's word, it means a promise. It's something that you can hold on to. And it's something people can stand on. Makakapagtiwala. To know God's promises and to stand on God's promises. One time, Norman told me, may isa sa ICCT na estudyante natin, iisip niya, paano na yung OJT ko this supposedly this school year? 1 year na lang ako, graduate na eh. Paano ako magkaka-OJT? Mahirap nga magkahanap ng trabaho. Mas mahirap pa siguro ngayong pandemya. I hope you guys, brother or sister, hindi na kwento ni Norman, syempre hindi naman chinismis ni Norman yung pangalan mo. But brother or sister, if or my friend, if that's you, I hope that you can hold on to God's word. I don't know where God would take you, but God's word, you can hold on to that. And God's grace empowers us to believe, meaning to not only know, but also hold on to the promise of God. Paano na yung mga nire-reach out ko? To tell you honestly, ask me, I don't know. But God knows. He has a word for you probably. He already had a word for you probably. Would you believe in that? Because God's goodness will empower you to hold on. To hold on. At huwag bumitaw. Hold on and believe in His promise. Again, naalala ko si Kim, no? Kasi nakahanap na siya ng trabaho. And to those of you who still finding where to apply, I know one person, one in my victory group, ma-attend siya. Okay, Herbs, keep it up. Keep believing God. His grace will empower you to believe na He has prepared for you a job. And not only a job, but calling to fulfill. And that goes for everyone who is believing. Lord, saan mo ba ako dadalhin? Secondly, God's grace empowers us to do. God's grace empowers us to do. Because God's grace is not only the goodness that we receive, it's something that enables us, okay? It's God's grace that enables us. Kumbaga, it fuels the car, okay? The gas fuels the car, okay? Rice fuels our energy, okay? Or kung dun sa mga keto diet, fat fuels your energy, okay? Or your physical activities. But what empowers us to do the things of God, to do the things that God has called us, either to, imagine, pursue your calling, okay, become the most excellent student, study for the sake of your family para matulungan mo sila one day, love people, either you do your chores, na-imagine nyo ba yun, tinatamad kayo minsan, gumawa ng chores. Ako yung isa sa chores na hindi ko hate, no, pero nahirapan ako maghugas ng pinggan. Alam ni Gami yan. Kaya sa kanya yon. Akin na lahat, pero wag na maghugas ng pinggan. Lalo pag ang gulo ng pagkakalagay, no. But you know what? Even if you do your chores so that your parents would be honored, I hope the grace of God would empower you to do so. Para hindi ka na, hindi, Lord, yung Ano ba labanan yung katamaran, Lord? Okay, bigyan mo ko ng grace na tumayo, Lord. Tulungan mo ko and maisip mo na, Lord, itong gagawin ko para sa magulang ko to. Mahal ko sila. Sila na ngayon nagpo-provide to. Tulungan ko sila. Mahal ko yung mga magulang ko, Lord. You see that? It's the grace of God that empowers us to do these things He has called for us, either a specific moment like a chore or for the future. It's the grace of God that guides you where you would go. Anong course kukunin ko? Mag-EABM ba ako? Okay? O mag-Humes? Okay? Anong course kukunin ko? Mag-engineering ba ako? Mag-artista ba ako? Mag-doktor ba ako? Tatakbo ba ako politician? And all? It's the grace of God that enables you to do what? To persevere as you are being guided. To go on as you are being guided by God. To rely on God and not in our own abilities. God's grace empowers us to do. Either you do, you love, you persevere, you forgive, go on. And even if you think for a time na parang you have given up in your faith in God, you have given up in your relationship with God, it is still the grace of God that empowers you to come back. To know that He welcomes you and He would hug you right at the time you decided, Lord, I'm sorry. It's God who empowers us in His grace to empowers us and enables us to come to Him, to go on. To go on in our faith, to go on in our life, and to pursue what? Something to finish. To pursue something to finish. The grace of God empowers us to finish. Okay? Empowers us to finish. Verse 6 tells us, not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord of hosts. This is what empowers us to do the work of God, or to do whatever we need to do. Not by might, not by the power of any person, but it's by God alone, by His Spirit. Tinutulungan niya tayo. We have to understand that that's why we are guided. That's why we could love others. That's why we could forgive us. That's why we can persevere. That's why we can go on. That's why we could pursue our calling. You can pursue your career. That's why you could persevere in your studies and finish it. Why? Because it is through the Spirit of God that empowers you. And also in verse 7, tells us that grace to it. Alam niyo ba ang sabi sa verse 7 that grace to it? A mountain, okay, would become a plain. Okay, sabi doon. Balikan nga natin yung verse 7, Brian. I think hindi ko nilagay sa part niyan, pero kaya mong balikan. Yan. O great mountain, before Zerubbabel, you shall become a plain. Sino sa inyo dito kaya niyong gawing patag yung mountain? Hindi ko pa nagawa yun, okay? But, to Zerubbabel, how would that happen? Okay? How could that happen? Ibig sabihin, what's impossible can be done through Zerubbabel. But is it just through him? It was about God's spirit and God's ability. That's why, when they do this, grace to it. May grace na ibibigay si God para gawin yung imposible, to flatten the mountain. God will give His grace. The task of building the temple is an impossible task pala para sa kanila. But anything impossible given by the grace of God will be possible. Grace to it. To know and believe that God is a faithful promise keeper, He will finish what He started. He will fulfill His promises. He will continue to do His work. If God can flatten a mountain, God can flatten the curve of COVID-19. Amen? And the grace of God empowers us to finish the task, to participate in His work. To finish what He has started. Studies ba yan? Yung challenge natin ngayon, di ba? And such a sad news sometimes na a percentage lang yung nakakapag-enroll. Challenge in finances. Challenge of parents because of the fear na baka mahawaan yung children nila. School year's about to start. But this year, 2020 does not dictate your destiny. You're gonna be successful one day. And 2020 will not stop it. It may seem impossible today. God's grace will do it. God's grace will finish it. And we believe with you. We believe with you. We hope that you would believe in God that He would finish it. He would finish what you have started God will finish what He allowed us to start. And before I end, let me just quickly tell you a story. Brian, ay, hindi, ganda yan, di ba, pagkatatawag yung music team. Can I call up the music team or the pianist to give an instrumental, gano'n, di ba? Namimiss nyo na ba yan? Yung pag lumilingon yung nagpipitch, di ba? Kahit di niya sinasabi, alam niyo tinatawag niya yung pianist na tulog. De, joke lang, okay? Okay. Every night, after we watch a movie, after we watch a TV show, pag matutulog na kami, interesting about Destin is that she knows that she needs to clean her toys. Galing ng anak ko, no? In 16, 15 months of age, alam niya na aayusin niya na yung toys. In fact, makalat dito sa bahay namin ngayon. Pag nakita niyo yung floor namin, makalat, okay? Pero she knows at that time, pagka pinatay ka na yung TV, magliligpit na siya ng gamit. She starts the work. Kagabi, amazed ako, pinupulot niya na yung shapes niya, nilalagay niya sa loob ng castle. Pero, she's distracted. You know, toddlers are easily distracted. Hindi niya matatapos yan. I will always have to help her. Me and her mother, si Gami, would always have to help her finish the cleaning up of the toys. You know why I will help her? You know why I wanted to help her? Because I can. I can help her. I can do it. I can finish it. Kaya ko pulutin lahat yan, kahit yung nasa ilalim ng sofa. And we finish it with her. She continues to help. Siya sabi na, Deslin, come on, put it here. Alam niya na, ilalagay niya yung mga letters niya in one bag. Tapos, alam niya gagawin niya, but I guide her. Do you know why I guide her? Because I can. I know what needs to be done. I can finish it with her. We finish it together. We always clean up together and finish the work together. You know, you might be distracted by fear. You might be distracted by worry. You might be distracted by external threat around you. You might be distracted by lack. You might be distracted by the things being said around you. I don't know what might distract you. But you know why God would want to help you? Because He can. You know why God wants to help us? Because He will. And it's because of His love. And that's grace. Pwede niya naman tignan tayo, just pick up your own mess. In fact, si Desley naman nagkalat niya. Anong pakialam ko dyan? Siya na magpulot niyan. Diba? Siya na magayos niyan. But you know what? I love her. And I'm gonna pick it up for her. God loves you. If you have probably made a mess in your life, God's gonna pick it up with you. He wants to continue to give you grace, give you help, show you goodness, show you unfailing love, bless you, so that you would continue to believe Him. Go on and do and finish what you have started together. You know what? After a 17-year delay ng building of the temple, the rebuilding continued. And it was finished three and a half years completed in temple. It was a 17-year delay. Grabe, tagal nun. Could you even wait for 17 years? We probably walked out of God. We probably have left God already. But God was faithful. The pandemic may have delayed plans, but God's plans never delayed. He will put it into completion. And this is my application for all of us. I know I'm going more than overtime right now. And I know that yung mga TSM are already shouting, time's up. But nevertheless, let me read Hebrews 4, verse 16. Let us then with confidence draw near to the throne of grace, that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Do you want to find the grace of God? Confidently come to Him. Come to Him. You know why I keep on telling you, it doesn't matter if you participated in the fasting or not, because to God, it doesn't matter. What matters to God? You come to Him confidently. Pumunta ka sa Kanya, lumapit ka sa Kanya, mag-pray ka. You know what you will find? Grace. You know what you will find? Mercy. And when? In a time of need, you will find God. That's why keep praying and keep holding on to God. I believe that's the grace of God that will enable us to hold on to Him by praying and holding on to Him and His Word. His promises, it's true, will never end. Last thing is that we can believe, do things, finish things without grace. Pwede yun, without God in the picture. But what makes the grace of God different? God's grace makes us hold on to God Himself and not to ourselves. Kasi one time, we can fail ourselves. If we hold too much to ourselves, we can fail ourselves. And even if you already have experienced that, you can hold on to God. Because when you hold on to God, when we hold on to God, God never fails. Let me pray for you. Father, thank you that your grace is always available. Just as it was available in the time of Zechariah, Zerubbabel, the building of the temple, it is available definitely today to us. We believe in you. And let your grace empower us to be in faith, to believe in you, to know your promises. Believe your promises. And let your grace empower us to go on, to do what's needed to be done. To go on, to persevere, to love people, to forgive, to serve, to study hard, to do our chores, to honor our parents, to disciple others, to help other people know you, Jesus Christ. And it is your grace that would empower us to finish it. It would empower us with grace and grace, blessings and blessings, and goodness after another goodness. Even with challenges and fear, God, we believe that you are with us. Allow us to finish, because you will be with us, finishing what you started. The good thing that you have begun on us, God, you will put it into completion in Jesus Christ. Lord, I pray for those people, Lord, struggling today and thinking, wala na yata ang grace, God, or, Lord, parang nakalimutan mo na ako. I pray for my friends, Lord God, who are now struggling to see your grace. I pray that they would see you as the faithful one. You have never left them. You are on their side. Maraming salamat that they have had an opportunity to listen to this message, and I pray that they would turn to you. They would turn to you right now. And even those who seemingly walk away from you, Lord God, I pray that your grace welcomes them. They would go on. They would persevere in their faith. I believe that your grace empowers and enables us to do the impossible. Even though it is so hard to think about it, isipin pa lang namin sobrang hirap na, God. But your grace would empower us to do so. Thank you, God. This I pray in Jesus' name.